You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well. It is the month of October. It is my favorite month of the year. Love me some Halloween. Love me eventual fall weather.
Oh,
the leaves
October.
Changing. Thank you for paying attention, Jordan. Yes, I just said and started the show. This, you know what? There goes your mic. You're done. So, back to what I was getting at. Yes, Major League Baseball playoffs. Yes, my Cubbies are not in. But we'll still try to reach out to touch them all. Timmy Grubbs, the National League wild card games today. The American League wild card games tomorrow. And then more series the rest of the weekend. So you got Major League Baseball playoffs that get underway. The NBA gets underway next week. Actually, what? I saw the Houston Rockets were taking on a team in China yesterday. And it was hilarious. James Harden, immediately, game had just started. Left wing three, or left corner three, phantom foul call on a Chinese player as he kicked out his elbow and his leg, and beep, there goes the whistle. So, yes, he's in mid-season form drawing the contact there. But, yes, and then, of course, as you know, yesterday we had Pelicans Media Day. Super fun doing that yesterday with them over at the Pelicans practice facility. And like I said, you got baseball, basketball, football all kicking into high gear. Your colleges really getting into conference play from here on out. Buys have seemed to, you know, pretty much wrapped up here. So LSU Tulane getting back at it this weekend. It is Tuesday, so it is Willie Fritz's at 1:30. That interviews college football coaches here on Tuesday, as we like to do. 12:30, Billy Napier of your Raging Cajuns. We'll talk to him at 1:15. Tim Rebo will speak to the Colonels head coach at 1:15. Yesterday he was over at Rotolo's Pizzeria. Got to get out there, have me a slice of pizza. As coach will be talking about a tough weekend over in Texas for them, as Texas State won that game. And at 1:30, you'll hear my conversation I had earlier this morning with head coach Willie Fritz as he wrapped up practice over there. They'll be taking on Army, both teams 3-1. Pretty big game for the Tulane Green Wave. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Marlon Favorite, see if we can get him to hop on at 2:15. We normally have him and Rafael Esparza on Monday to recap the weekend. Mr. Vegas to go over the games that took place. But yesterday, obviously, it was full Pelicans as we were at the event and watching Media Day and seeing all those different things that took on. So I had a blast. I know we still have a bunch of interviews that we never got into that were recorded earlier before we went on the air. Nikhil Alexander Walker being one in particular that I want to play that I thought really stood out to me and was unique and special, because there's a thought here, and I'm just going to touch on it, and I will get into that interview. I'll play it at 12:45 here. Because I want to get to Saints Cowboys, which we really didn't get to yesterday. And it has sort of turned the page, but we really hadn't turned the page because we hadn't really discussed it here, at least on this show. And I want to. There's a ton to get into. But just a quick note as to why I want to play that interview, and I held it to today to kind of touch on it, is you're going to look back, I think, in a couple of years at this draft class. And obviously Zion's the name. We get it. Dominated college basketball, was the guy. I mean, he's a Jordan brand rep now. Gatorade, you name it, okay? Yet, I couldn't help myself, and only because I think you can add to this conversation by potting your mic up. You're going to have to earn the rights to turn your own mic up, though. But Jordan, when we were sitting there yesterday, the sense and feel that I got, and speaking to a couple of other radio shows yesterday afternoon and this morning, when they were asking us about what was it like to be there, and I said, look, what's interesting to me is if I'd been overseas or something, and I hadn't followed hoops in a year and a half, and I don't know for some strange reason who Zion Williamson is. Who would you have thought would have been the star of that team? You don't know who they are, just by body language or body reaction. I couldn't tell, I guess is what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was, I don't know.
Right, everybody, I saw the puzzle look on your face, exactly.
Everybody just, there was just a different demeanor in the room. It was just everyone was upbeat. You saw when they were taking pictures, they were smiling with they were smiling with each other, and I know that Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart were just traded away, and they're almost like just given away, like they weren't wanted. But they looked like they were genuinely having a good time, and they were having fun with whatever circumstance they were given.
There's a photo you tried to sneak. You were told, no, cannot post it.
I got
yet.
It from far away.
You did get it from far away. And it was Brandon Ingram. It was Lonzo Ball.
Brandon
Drew
Ingram.
Drew Holiday.
Yes.
And Zion Williamson, those four. And they were mic'd up. And some producer was asking them questions through the camera and such. But it's what I answered this morning to a question that was on an interview, and they're like, so what is Zion like? You had him one-on-one. I'm like, he really is. He's just a normal kid, and you could see it. And quite honestly, that persona that you see, the constant smiles and stuff, it's not strategic. It's not packaged. And what I mean by that is I can package you, okay? There are companies, and there's ways to do it to package it, right? There's strategic shots that you can take to show that there's people at a football game when it's a completely empty stadium, right? Tight shots, things of that nature. I can edit all of yesterday's show to where Jordan sounds perfect for like 10 seconds, right? I mean, it's same thing with anybody. So you can package something to appear a certain way. And in the 3 hours, at least, that we were there, probably longer than that, almost four, that's him. He was always smiling and laughing. I wouldn't say cutting up because in terms of like being a prankster, but they were all just enjoying each other's company. And that stood out to me. It wasn't, you know, I'm the guy, I'm the dude sort of thing. Now, aside from the fact that everywhere he went, there was a group or party of 7 to 10, if not more.
With boom mics like boom, Scott, yeah, no. Scott Prather had in his video. If you,
it's unbelievable.
It.
I mean, so everyone else was brought to us just by the individual. And, you know, it's just a member of the media department. But
everyone's grouped up. A player's grouped up with a media member.
Here you go. You sit here. Take him to the next
Jackson
station.
Jackson Hayes, I want to say, it was the only other player that had like
one or two others. Yeah.
But it wasn't much like Zion.
Yeah. Nall might have had some others. I guess they're the rooks
right.
And getting, you know, their first go at it. But yeah, I mean, Zion has, you know, a team of people following him, and it's not normal. You know, I mean, if you ever get uncomfortable, like with people taking pictures of you or you go, I mean, it's sort of like that. And I think that was what was remarkable is he was asked to do a ton yesterday, just like the rest of the team. You heard J.J. Redick, our last interview.
He was
like, this is the longest media day ever, which, again, is telling. And I said this morning in an interview in North Louisiana. I've never, ever, 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 ever been to a media day for the Pelicans or / Hornets and had NBA TV live that I can remember. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe in the Chris Paul era, maybe AD. I just don't remember NBA TV being on the court live there. Now, they could have been. They could have had, you know, there was two ESPN reporters, Graf told me, that were there covering that day for SportsCenter and what have you, and in the Jump. So you just had an exorbitant amount of coverage. So you probably had an exorbitant amount of material in order to get it in terms of picture taking, video taking, what have you. And that's just what stood out to me because I was asked this morning, what did surprise you about Zion and B? I'm like, well, I was pleasantly surprised. That's him. That's legitimately him. He's actually quiet. He answers well. He speaks, you know, sort of like you would expect a 19-year-old. Like, he came across as a kid. He's like, dude, I'm in the NBA. Like, he was just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it would be like you and me. Just, this is cool. This is awesome. It's not assuming. If that makes any sense, you wouldn't have taken that. And if anything, of the three, I enjoyed the most my conversation with Nikhil Alexander Walker. Jackson Hayes was funny.
I think my favorite one was Jackson Hayes.
Yeah.
I would have to say
I think he's going to hit. I keep telling that to people. I think Jackson Hayes, we're going to look back. And again, I know this is a dangerous statement. It is. But what if you can come within the neighborhood? I'm not saying the ballpark, you know, I'm just zip code. Let's go zip code. Zip code's kind of a big area. Neighborhood's a little smaller. You can come in a zip code of what the Thunder did. And I am not saying that you're seeing three MVPs because Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook won MVPs of the league.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. One franchise drafted three MVPs, and none of them are still there. That's crazy when you think about it, okay? So I'm not saying that. Because when I say, well, what if I can get in the zip code? What if I can get three All-Stars? Is that too high of an expectation level? Can I want and wish for Nickeil Alexander-Walker to be an All-Star level guard at some point? Can I want and wish that Jackson Hayes is an All-Star level player at some point?
Even get in the conversation, I think you should be happy with.
And look, I understand Nickeil's going to have to go over a lot of guards here and playing time. So it's going to be a bit just based off of what's there. But my guess, and when I brought this up to Alvin Gentry about how the guy sounds like a 35-year-old, I got a sense and understand, that the second unit is going to be his to run. And again, if you can just have somebody in that second unit, you know, we call them the baby birds. Come on. Even though Jackson.
He was being very nice about it. And I had to say it's okay to be mean. It's okay to be mean to Gus.
Well, you didn't have to go that far. But, yes.
I wasn't going to disagree with him. Like I said, I didn't want to.
He understood it. I think what it is with him, he didn't want to be called a baby. And I had to explain to him, well, you know, you're young. You're the young pals. You know, he said, we just go by the Rooks. So there you go. But
I think they already have a nickname.
I did enjoy getting that sense and feel. And there's two phrases I think that stood out more and more and more out of those interviews, which Jordan has on our SoundCloud page that you can go check out. Of course, we've retweeted it. If you just go to our timeline, they're everywhere. But chip on a shoulder and defensive adjective. Defensive prowess, defensive devouring defense, you name it. The goal there is to be an aggressive style of defense that takes over games. I mean, I just heard that from everybody.
I think run the floor also is something that I heard a lot also.
Of the defense.
Yes.
Their goal is to block a shot, get a rebound, force you to take a tough shot, then use that rebound and go off and run.
I mean, because if you think about it, this team has a lot to prove to the NBA. I mean, even the team itself, everyone considers them a small market. You look at Jackson Hayes, he himself didn't think he was even going to be picked that high. Jrue Holiday, he has to be the leader of this team. Everyone's looking at Zion, and it's almost like Zion and Jrue are going to kind of, you know, work, like, in a good way, challenge each other for that role, but just challenge each other to be better and, you know, maybe have a two-face of the franchise sort of look for the Pelicans. And then you have Lonzo and the whole Lakers trade. They're out to prove that we weren't traded away for nothing. I mean, yeah, you were traded away for Anthony Davis, but we're still good ball players, and we can make something out of this team in the situation that we were given.
Hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. We'll take a look at week one in the NFL as Rafael Esparza will join us. We'll touch on, of course, the Saints and Cowboys there. It's hilarious. I'm not even going to play it. I'm not even going to subject you to it. Screaming A, literally on Friday. I mean, Dak Prescott's in the Hall of Fame. It's the Cowboys and Chiefs in Miami in the Super Bowl. Ezekiel Elliott's the greatest running back of all time. Literally, the man blamed the Cowboys offense for the loss. Didn't give any credit to the Saints. Blame the Cowboys offense for the loss. Everyone's blaming the Cowboys offense for the loss. Dak's not the 40 million. It's incredible. 3 days earlier, the Cowboys were everything and anything in the NFL.
Earned their paycheck.
Yeah. It's a joke. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
The UPS Store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. They offer packing, freight, international shipping, large format printing banners, shredding, faxing, mailbox rental, and more. Your UPS Store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook. That's the UPS Store on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Truck Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, welcome back. Hour number one brought to you by the King Firm. Coming up bottom of the hour, Billy Napier, head coach of the Raging Cajuns. Tim Rebo, 115. A conversation with Willie Fritz at 130. Rafael Esparza out in Vegas. All right, what do you do? Are you filming movies or something? What are you doing out there?
Just shaking hands and kissing babies.
Unbelievable. I mean, seriously, what, Tony Orlando? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm doing his son, John Orlando, has a huge streaming show called Action Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
I've been filming it for 2 days, so today's the last day. Thank God, because my voice is killing me.
Action Junkies. Do they put like a helmet on you and then like shove you down a mountain range or something? Like what goes on in Action Junkies?
I don't want to give away too much of what we've been filming, but no hats or fedoras or helmets were put on my head. How about that?
Oh, man. I kind of wanted to see, you know, Raphael versus the mountain. Who wins? Tune in tonight at 7. You know, just me.
It's very windy. It's cold here, man. It's like only in the 70s, man.
Oh, come on. It's cold. It. I'm looking forward, end of the month and end of the week, heading up to Vermont. I see low of 40s is what I'm sure I'll be.
Take a parka.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, so let's get into week number one. Let's start with the Saints and Cowboys. 12-10 is the final there. Would you have ever thought that the Saints would have been able to handle Ezekiel Elliott like they did? 18 carries, 35 yards, just 45 yards rushing for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott only sacked once. He had that pick at the end. But, you know, the thing is, he only got sacked once. There was a lot of pressures, and he seemed uncomfortable most of the day.
Yeah, I mean, the two biggest things that I got out of it, the offensive line that I thought were best in football, the Colts and Cowboys, boy, did they make me look like a big doofus on Sunday because both of them were horrible. I mean, Prescott, yeah, he only got sacked once, but he was running for his life all game long. For me, I was more impressed with the Saints' defense than anything. I mean, you said used to stopping Zeke, holding the Cowboys to 10 points again. But at the other end, boy, was that another horrible NFL game to watch on TV. When are we going to realize that some of these flags are really not supposed to be flags. Oh, even though it was a great game to watch, but a lot of laundry again in the field.
Yeah, Jordan kept texting me, you ought to just start 1st and 20. It was incredible. So when Jason Garrett complained at the end of the game that he didn't get a call there at the end of the first half, the longest 4 seconds, stop it. Don't cry me a river. I mean, seriously, Saints couldn't snap the football without being flagged. And you're upset that 4 seconds seemed like 14. Enough.
Yeah, I mean, we even saw it last night in the Monday night game as I was forced to watch
that
game.
That was a bad game. What happened to the Bengals and Andy Dalton? Is he seeing
ghosts?
Well,
I mean, we all knew that this was going to be a rebuild for the Bengals with Andy Dalton. That's why I would not be shocked if he's not a Bengal next year. But, again, horrible matchup, horrible TV. What are we going to realize is the new NFL that we're supposed to watch is not good TV.
I was going to ask you that. A friend of mine yesterday said that there's some really garbage teams right now in the NFL. Why is there such a disparity? I mean, it does seem like the bad teams are really bad.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen this because usually the NFL are pride on parity where every team can beat any team. But this year, and even parts of last year, were just some really, really bad teams. I mean, granted, the Raiders got W's this weekend. Tampa Bay got a W. But there's still some bad, bad football out there being played. Arizona, horrible. Denver, horrible. Now they lose one of their star players as well. Bengals last night. And I'm not even talking about the Sun Belt team, the Miami Dolphins. So it's just some bad teams.
All right, Rafael. Let's just kind of move on, and then we'll get into week number one. But right now, Jordan is showing me over on ESPN.com, lots more people starting to predict the Bucs have a shot here in New Orleans on Sunday. Early line has it at what, Jordan?
So has the Saints favored to win at 59%, and then it's moved up from earlier in the week to 40%.
The line. 3.5.
Oh, I didn't see them.
Yeah, it's right there. It's
oh, right
big
here.
Three number. No, wait, behind. Yeah, keep going.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
I didn't see that. I saw. I was just looking. I showed you this part.
All right, and there goes your mic. Lord. All right, so 3.5 is your favorite right now, the Saints. Do you see that kind of moving lower by the end of the week?
I would probably think it probably moves to 4. I think the money will come in on Saturday and Sunday.
Really?
On the Saints, because the bettors are going to say, oh, wow, they beat Dallas at home. Now they have to play Tampa Bay. But Jordan was putting out those percentages at ESPN and all that. They had the Rams before kickoff at 82% last week. So how did that percentage go for the Rams? So don't look at those percentages. Don't look at those percentages on gambling sites, because those are about tickets written, not cash coming in. But for the Saints game, I would not be shocked if this team moves to 4. Just opened up at 3, got quickly moved to 3.5. Most places do have 3.5, but I think the betting public is going to take the Saints.
Let me ask you a question, because we've got some time and some days, injury reports to come out, and et cetera. But just your quick pulse of the desert over there, are people starting to buy the Bucs?
No. They're not buying a whole division. I mean, I've talked to a lot of sportsbook directors the last couple of days, and they were asking me about, since they know I'm over in New Orleans a lot as well. And then no one had, whoever wins this that division, they don't think it's going to go far in the playoffs.
All right, let's go through, and I'm looking forward to, I'm going to play this coming up later on. A Falcon fan absolutely giving the Falcons the business as they walk back into the tunnel. Did you see that video, Rafael?
Yes.
I'll send you.
That's hilarious. I was going to try to put it as my screensaver in my computer.
I mean, it's 1 minute and 24 seconds of business given by a fan who, I guess, had special access. He's in the tunnel. Here come the Falcons, heads down, coming off of a 24-10 loss. And he gave everybody the business. Is Atlanta in trouble? They lost 24-10.
Yes. Everyone here in the desert, they like the way the Carolina Panthers are playing without Cam Newton. I told you guys I love controversy. I love chaos. I want the Panthers to win every game, and I want the Saints to win every game with their quarterback sitting. What's going to happen if the Carolina Panthers continue to win? And this team likes this quarterback. The offensive line knows where the quarterback's going to go because Cam Newton's not running around trying to make something happen. Mm-hmm. Same thing we see with Javinski in Chicago. The offensive line don't really like mobile quarterbacks because that's how you get holdings and stuff like that, because he's running around, you're trying to protect him. It's going to be very interesting what's going to come out of Carolina. Now they play Jacksonville at home. That could be another, not an easy W, but a W that's winnable with a quarterback that's hot right now. It's going to be very interesting in Carolina.
Patriots and Chiefs, the two teams that pretty much everyone just go ahead and get ready for the AFC Championship game, both really close to losing, or at least the tighter games than they probably would have liked. 16-10 Pats on the Bills. Josh Allen, 3 picks in that game. Chiefs-Lions, Kansas City had to come back and win late. Some controversy with the calls there. But when you look at both of those teams, they're going to have games like that throughout the season. I'm still not ready to say they're not as good as we thought they were.
No, New England's all banged up. The fullback's out. They're missing some offensive line, stuff like that. They'll be okay. And I'm sure they'll sign a wide receiver in the next couple of weeks that no one knew that was out in the market, and everyone's going to complain. So I'll be more worried about Kansas City. I'm not. Kansas City's defense has given up some very, very long plays that I thought maybe they were going to shorten that up from last year. I'm not sold on that Chiefs defense. Maybe they do need to call Jacksonville and try to get that stopper.
Raiders and Colts, Indy losing their Brissett with the late pick 6 that kind of hurt them. The Raiders 2-2. How good is Oakland?
Hopefully not that good, because I don't want to hear it here that the Raiders are going to come here and they're going to win a Super Bowl. They have to play the Bears, and boy, is that going to be a very interesting game, because I'm sorry. What I saw what Chicago did last week, they could go to a Super Bowl just on that defense alone. The Super Bowl may be 3-0 final, but boy, that's going to be huffed. I know they're missing some.
Why?
I know they're missing
the
some
Bears.
Why did you do that? Why did you give him anything to why? Why?
Watch that game. I watched it again late last night because I couldn't sleep. Some of those defensive formations that they were throwing out at Minnesota, the offensive linemen, you can see their eyes coming out of their helmets that they had no idea what they were doing.
Plus, they just got an improvement at quarterback with Chase Daniel.
Chase Daniel is going to improve them. We told you so, I guess, when it comes to Haskins over in Washington. He didn't look good at all. 24-3 was the final there. Wow. Does Washington stick with Gruden here?
No. I mean, I think they might keep him all season long. But, yeah, he's the first head coach. It'll be him. But, boy, I mean, I thought Rivera might be the first head coach that could have been gone. But he may be saving his job week after week. But it's got to be Gruden from Washington. I don't see anybody else that's going to get fired first.
Right. Well, Kyle Allen is your new savior in Charlotte. And it looked like, by not accident, saw reports over the weekend, tweets here and there, Cam saying, look, I'm going to come back when I'm good and ready. And I got all these injuries and all this other stuff. Really does seem like if Kyle Allen keeps playing well, they're going to go with him until? I don't know. Could we not see Cam Newton back this year?
If the Carolina continues to win, we may see the last of Newton in a Panthers jersey, period. I mean, I think they get rid of him if this Allen guy goes and save some payroll and maybe build around.
What is it, $2 million if you cut him before next season? If you keep him into next season and you waive him, it's $21.2 million.
Yes. So, like I said, a winnable game this week. Boy, I'm sure Cam Newton's other hamstring might be hurting next week if they win another game. Yeah, if you have a Cam Newton jersey, you might want to see maybe donation.
All right. The other game to touch on, the Browns, 40-25. I think Cleveland fans are going, that's the kind of team we've been looking for. And, boy, it doesn't seem like you can't find them fast enough. People that quick to detract from Lamar Jackson. So, look, everybody at division's 2-2, essentially, other than, you know, Pittsburgh finally getting that win yesterday. How do you look at that matchup from there? Is it much to take out of other than Cleveland? I thought was, you know, I thought you were going to see something like that from that offense.
I think if Cleveland plays all the games on a road, they're a playoff team, maybe a Super Bowl team. I just think they're pressing too much at home. I said that last week on Friday with you guys. And that's the Cleveland team that we all thought we were going to see. But at home, I just think they hear the fans. They want to give the fans what they thought they were going to get all season long. And they just press too much. And on the road, they have no one to press. Everyone's booing at them because they're still the flavor of the month because everyone talked about them all summer long. They have no pressure on the road. That was a very impressive game, Cleveland. And I told you, Baltimore, they started off all red hot, but look at the teams they played with. That's why Lamar Jackson had huge numbers. That's why they were winning. I'm not sold on Baltimore at all.
is Gardner Minshew the MVP of the NFL right now?
I saw some reports saying that even if Nick Foles can come back, that they're going to pull Gardner Minshew. If, let's say, Jacksonville wins in Carolina, there's no way they're going to pull Nick Foles and have Gardner Minshew. He's energized that offense, that locker room, that defense. Yeah, I mean, I still have my mustache growing, even though the set always comes. I have to shave. Shave every day I get there.
Yeah, 26-24, it was the final there. How bad is Denver at 0-4?
Oh, they're in a world of pain. And now they probably don't even want to call Eli. They're like, hey, we're just going to suck it up and maybe be 1-2-14.
Anybody on that team possible to be traded? You know what I'm talking about, over on the defensive side, that can sack quarterbacks. You think you might see a situation like that, like Miami kind of start maybe getting rid of an asset or two to go to, because Denver's not making the playoffs.
I haven't heard that much grumbling. They don't have that bad of a team on paper, so if they just stuck, maybe stink it up this year and try to get some pieces next year, they'll be back in it, because that division is not that hard to win. So I don't know if they're going to just break up the team.
So you don't think the Saints should trade for Von Miller?
No.
Okay. I was just asking for a friend, you know? Just asking.
No. Tell Carver he's not going to get a Von Miller jersey.
Okay. I was just saying, I mean, you know, it's not like they could really use him just now. I'm just saying, you know, just add to that Saints team. Really, the Super Bowl, the Bears, the Super Bowl. That's what you're going to get out of this week, huh? Bears and the Super Bowl.
If that defense plays like that week after week, that could be the Baltimore Ravens when they won a Super Bowl and Trent Dilfer still had the ring.
Fine.
So CBS here has the Saints losing to the Buccaneers 23-20.
Uh-oh, Raphael, that money could be changing. Never know.
But they also probably had the Rams were going to win by 20-plus points last week.
That's very true. I hear you. All right, we'll talk again on Friday to get the latest odds from you as well. And just quick peek, are there any college matchups this weekend of note?
I have a bachelor party on Saturday.
Oh, no, that's not a college football game matchup. I'm waiting for some real games. My goodness gracious, some of these teams
are horrible. It's a horrible college football schedule. So when I saw my calendar, I'm like, oh, yes, thank you.
No, exactly. All right, Raphael, thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. Hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Scheduled to talk with head coach Billy Napier of the Raging Cajuns. That's what we do each and every Tuesday. His teams won a couple in a row here. Four, to be exact. We'll talk to him next right here on the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to save even more on the supplies you need, like great deals going on during our Hitachi clearance event. Hitachi's now Metabo HPT. Same tools, new name, means big savings for you. Plus, save 20% every day on in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when purchased by the pallet. And for a limited time, you can get an additional 5% off all categories with custom quotes of $1,000 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Shingle selection varies by location. 5% offer valid in-store only through 10-4. Visit your pro desk for details. U.S. only.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Oh, big soccer, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Every Tuesday, bottom of hour number one, we talk Raging Cajun football with head coach Billy Napier. You can follow them over on Twitter at Raging Cajuns FB. Coach, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for joining us.
Doing great, Gus. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, one, two, three. I can count four wins in a row by your Cajun football team, picking up the latest to open up conference play there in the Sun Belt at Georgia Southern, 37-24. Overall thoughts on the victory, Coach?
Well, really good team win. I thought certainly tough place to play. You know, they've got tons of history and tradition there. It was a great atmosphere, first conference game, home game for them. So their fans and students showed up. And I'll tell you what, I thought there was several opportunities in the game where we played our best football at critical times. Probably could have got the game under control a little quicker. We had a couple miscues in the first half, but tight game in the third and fourth quarter, and we made plays when we needed to and certainly put the game away late.
Coach, kind of a tough I was going to go there when you say you put it away late. It was a battle through three quarters, 7-3 at the end of one, 10-10, or both teams putting up 10 points in the second, and then you get a touchdown and they put up 8 in the third. But in that fourth quarter, 13 Cajun points to just 3 by Georgia Southern. What was the difference in that last frame, you think?
Well, our defense really made good adjustments. We gave them 13 points in the first half. We muffed 2 punts in the game. Mm-hmm. We also had a horse collar penalty that kept a drive alive on third and long. They got a field goal out of that possession. So they only had 90 yards total offense at the half. We felt like if we continued to play well and eliminated the errors, that we could get the game under control. So we rushed the ball very effectively. We got critical stops at the end of the game. Certainly, you know, I thought we responded. We made several, you know, big plays. Levi Lewis in particular made some really great plays at critical moments of the game.
You know, I remember talking to you at the beginning of the season, way back over in media days, and, you know, trying to get that offense to be consistent. And, you know, not that you had questions, but injuries kind of had you going, well, let's see what happens once the season gets. I guess what I'm trying to get at through, Coach, is in your four wins, 35, 77, 45, 37 points on the offensive end. Have you been pleasant and happy with the way your offense has played the last four games?
Well, we're getting better. You know, I think we're certainly getting more efficient. I think we've got a lot of young players playing that are steadily improving. You know, we had some injuries in the offensive line room and certainly at tight end. So a lot of those guys are starting to develop and play better. Levi, I think, has improved incrementally each week, had his best game last week. So, you know, I think the combination of our defense is much improved. I think on special teams we've done a lot of good things. So we're working well together as a team. And I think our offense has been able to capitalize on a lot of those things. And certainly we've been able to score. You know, we continue to score.
I think one of the things, it's obvious, right, Coach, that helps quarterback play is a nice solid run game. 82 from Mitchell and 131 from Ragus there, 2 touchdowns apiece. So when you got guys that are, you know, either at over 100 or close to 100 but are both – finding pay dirt twice, that's almost double barrel action there in that backfield.
Yeah, I think when you can rush the ball, I think it makes the throw game really simple. Certainly for us, the play action game, the naked game, the RPO game, the perimeter screen game. So a lot of our throw game is built off the run, and that's the objective. I think one of the reasons that we've been effective running it is we do create advantage plays by attacking the perimeter, attacking one-on-one matchups. with some run pass, run screen options. So Levi's kind of the point guard, as we would say, of our offense, and he distributes the ball. He's done a really good job of making decisions and put us in some advantage runs so far this year.
A couple of sacks on the defensive end as well. When you look from the start of the season now, as you're starting to play a lot more conference play, how do you like and how do you have you seen the growth of that side of the football be?
Well, we had a terrific offseason. I think our staff did a really good job kind of quality controlling last year, much more familiar with the league. And then the second year in the system, you know, the defensive players that we inherited had had about three or four different coordinators each year over the last three or four years. So I think they benefited from having Coach Roberts and his crew for the second year in a row. And we've added some good pieces on the defensive side. You know, a lot of young players played last year. They're back, and then we recruited well. We've developed more depth over there. We had some young players really step up and play well early in the year so far.
All right, so, Coach, it's a bit different, right? You're not playing this weekend. You're actually going to play on Wednesday, October 9th, so a couple of extra days. It's not really a bye week, is it? It's just more of just a couple of extra days off to play a midweek game?
Yeah, it's a 10-day turnaround, and certainly you basically get about 2.5 extra practices on the opponent. That's the approach that we're taking. You know, it's a little bit unique in that we're playing on Wednesday, but I do think it's a great opportunity for Cajun fans to come out. Our administration has worked really, really hard to try to create some things that'll be a great time. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to kind of make a statement about how committed we are. We're playing on national television, be the only game on the TV that night. So we look forward to it, man. It's a tremendous opportunity, and we're excited about competing.
I think, yeah, you mentioned it on national TV there, and I think one of the cool things about it being on ESPN, too, people can kind of see that. Look, Appalachian State, it's one of those teams that I know we heard a lot about on Media Day.
Yeah, very talented veteran team. You know, basically, we played against this group of players twice last year. They do have a new coaching staff. Coach Satterfield and his group moved on to Louisville. Eli Drinkwitz comes in from over at NC State. They do have some holdovers from the previous staff, but for the most part, it's the same group of players, and they just got a little bit different coaching staff and certainly some different philosophies.
Yeah, 4-0 overall, 1-0 in conference play, and they've also won 4 in a row. So, Coach, let's wrap up with what I always like to ask here at the end, keys to victory. What do you need to see your football team do next Wednesday in order to beat App State?
Well, I think one of the things that we're really focused on is making sure that we're channeling all this energy and emotion the right way. You know, I think our kids obviously are excited about the opportunity to play App State again. We lost to them in the conference championship game last year. So, you know, I think we're going to have no issue getting our kids motivated. It's going to be more about channeling all that motivation throughout the next 7-8 days as we prepare for the game. So that's where our focus is at right now. I think when we get together next week, I'll be able to give you a little bit better idea.
Okay.
Maybe about the specific things relative to the game. But right now it's all about preparation and making sure that our kids are focused on the things that are going to help them play better.
Sounds good. And when we talk next week too, we'll take a look at the conference here as well, as I'm shaking out all the games they played over the weekend. 4-1, Coach, your team heading into a little extra practice, a little rest, and then we'll play next Wednesday. We'll talk again next week. As always, appreciate your time on a Tuesday afternoon with us.
All right, Gus. Thank you, man. Have a great day.
For sure. At Raging Cajuns FB is the way to follow him over on Twitter. And, of course, go online and check them out, RagingCajuns.com. Quick break, hour one, continuing on our way back. I have to play it. I cannot hold it any longer. I can't do it.
The Null interview?
Yeah, yes. But first, I have to play.
I know what you're going
to. I have to play. Why don't you tell everybody what I text you when I sent you the video? What did I require? What did I ask?
You asked me to get this guy onto the show.
Yes. We need to know who this individual is. We need to have him on the show. And we need to have listeners applaud and embrace him.
He's still a Falcons fan, though.
He is still a Falcons fan. But you'll see why when we get back. It's the Sports Hangover Hour 1. It's brought to you by the King Firm. Coming up, Later in hours 2 and 3, new members to the Sports Hangover family. Super excited to introduce you to two new hour sponsors. We'll talk a little bit about them at the top of the 2 and the 1 o'clock hour. It's your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Working with Governor Edwards to solve the budget crisis, we saw how truly bipartisan he is.
He brought members of both parties together to make the hard decisions
that turned a $2 billion deficit into a surplus.
Two-thirds of the Republican-led legislature voted to fund TOPS, save our hospitals, and raise teacher pay.
And Governor Edwards was willing to work with anyone committed to that goal.
He put people over politics.
And Louisiana is in a better place because of his leadership.
I'm Donna Edwards. As a teacher, I believe the best opportunity you can give a child is a good education. That's why John Bell ended years of devastating cuts and is investing in our children's future again. He passed the first teacher pay raise in 10 years, increased funding for K-12 and higher education, and fully funded TOPS. It's a good start, but John Bell won't stop working until every child has the opportunities they need to keep moving Louisiana forward.
Paid for by the John Bell Edwards campaign.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ing. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover Hour number 1. Just about in the books, going by fast. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in here as well. We could just go ahead and retweet the same question we did yesterday. Game balls, things that stood out to you in that Cowboys victory, the Saints victory over the Cowboys, that is. But I have to play this. I have to. To me, it's just beautiful. 2.9 million views. Ladies and gentlemen, I think, does he call himself Sideline Bully on Twitter? I don't know. All you need to know is this. The Falcons have lost to the Titans at home. They're coming off of the field, awaiting them in the tunnel, right there, right before they go into their locker room, beautifully red painted walls of the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium that says "Rise Up" in white letters right there. It's one of their fans.
I want you to do, hey, tighten up. Oh, you tighten up. Hey, Harris. Mac. Hey, man, all y'all tighten up. What y'all doing out there? Sean, we might need you. Come, Mac playing like some doo-doo. Hey, y'all tighten up, man. Straight up. It's the fourth game. Sanu, hey, Mr. Consistent. I see you, big dog. Hey, Sanu the big real. Hey, Mac, tighten up, homie. Hey, I need y'all to get in the game. Get your ass in the game. Duke, don't be looking back at me. I'll come back there, hey. I'll tackle you. I'll show you how to tackle. Tighten up. Let's go, man. Brady. Brady, we need you out there, big dog. Hey. Brady, be the dog. Julio. Julio. Hey, you a dog, Julio. I got nothing to say, Julio, about Julio. Hey, Trillius. Hey, Tack. Head on her. Get back that Tack. Get back that Tack. Damn. What the hell y'all doing? What the hell? Hey, y'all doing a good job, though.
Cheerleaders.
Straight up. I appreciate y'all. Y'all been doing. Y'all been shaking the hell out of them pom-poms. Hey, but then, hey.
That's the best. That is literally the best. Hey, y'all doing a great job as the best
shaking
of cheerleaders.
Pom-poms.
Walk past him. Oh, my man.
I can't believe one of those players didn't like.
What are they going to do?
Come back at him.
What are they going to do? You just lost at home to the Titans to begin with on a week that Dan Quinn told everybody was basically a playoff game. And you laid an egg.
He said it was going to be packed.
I like how he said to Matt Schaub, we might need you, Matt, because the other Matt's playing like doo-doo. Poor Nude Alarm.
I just love the little interjection.
Oh.
You doing good, Sanu?
Oh, consistent. Yeah, no.
Julio.
Well, he was
keep being Julio.
He was a real fan. If you were good, he'd tell you you're good. If not, the other guys, what are y'all doing out there?
Don't look back at me. Show you how to tackle.
That is fantastic. I needed that. Because, again, the video of them celebrating after that win against the Eagles in a game they should have lost. Thank you, Schwartz, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles. I don't know, still on fourth down, what that play call was. But they won by the hair of their chinny chin chins. And the video of their players in the locker room celebrating like they just won the Lombardi. Congratulations on your one and only win so far. Because they talked so much smack the week that Drew got hurt. I mean, Quinn was saying it. Ryan was saying it. This division's open now. It's ours for the taking. Guess who hadn't lost since? Guess who hadn't won since? Just saying. Uptown Ruler, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. I tried to call y'all yesterday to celebrate the Cowboys' victory, the Saints' victory over the Cowboys. But y'all was discussing basketball.
Yeah, we're a little busy yesterday.
I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm celebrating. I've been celebrating since Sunday that we beat them rotten, stinking Cowboys. And we'd be ready for y'all again.
Okay.
We'll take y'all on again.
Again, huh?
In the dome.
Uh-oh.
In the dome. We'll take you again.
Think you're seeing a playoff rematch?
We might meet them in the playoffs. That's if Jerry Jones make it to the playoffs. I think this is Dallas downhill slide after the Saints. Remember when they beat us last year? And we had that winning streak going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After that, we won two playoff games. Then we met the Rams, right?
Yeah.
But let's say it this way: if the Dallas and the Rams play, I wouldn't care who win that game, but I wouldn't want the Cowboys to win.
Don't want them to win, huh? What was the most satisfying thing about Sunday night's win for you? What was it? Just beating the Cowboys, or was it something in a certain play? I mean, Dak Prescott got hit pretty good. Did you like that?
Yeah. Oh, I wish they would have knocked him out of the game. and not only that, the wide receiver, he couldn't even catch a ball against my boy.
Sean Lattimore.
Yeah, he couldn't even catch a pass.
He did do very well.
Amari Cooper?
No. Amari Cooper, that's right. Couldn't catch a pass. That's good. And when they throw that pass way down in the end zone and we intercepted it on the last second of the game, I was jumping up and down.
There he is. So Uptown Road.
I have fun when guess what? I love the Cowboy fans when they lose. I love it when they lose.
I think a lot of people had fun on Sunday night. Did you see the Superdome was playing "Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys"?
To be Cowboys. Exactly.
They were blaring that outside the dome speakers. That's incredible.
That's right.
I love it.
I love it too. Guess what? I'm gonna let y'all know when I'm back up there. When y'all gonna go back up there to Tracy?
Well, just let me know when you're going. That's what I need to know. Let me know when you're going, and I can take care of it.
Okay. What I'll do? Let's see. They got a 12 o'clock. Starts Sunday, right?
Against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm going to let you know Friday.
Okay, sounds good.
When I'm going up there.
All right, dude.
All right.
There he is, Uptown Ruler. Give him a golf clap. Look, let me tell you something. For somebody like him, all season long, it doesn't matter. October, November, Cowboys don't need, not even on the schedule for the Saints.
We got to beat them Cowboys.
February, March, talking March Madness. Somehow, some way, he'll bring it to the Cowboys. In terms of the dislike for the Cowboys. Hey, Matt, step it up, Matt. I can't get over. Hey, what you guys doing over there? Poor Falcons.
Y'all doing good. Keep shaking the pom-poms.
Yeah, and then the cheerleaders walk by. Hey, y'all doing good. I guess when you do that, it's not much left to go, right? Good morning, football. An hour ago, the question on the screen. Which NFC team is poised to break out? The response.
Right? Change the tables, flip the script. They just went through maybe their toughest stretch. Texans, Rams, Seahawks, Cowboys, and they leave that 3-1. You don't want that game for the NFC to be in the dome, and it's looking that way. We're hearing nothing but optimism about Drew Brees and his recovery from his injury and his surgery. Michelle Tafoya did a great job outlining what they did on Sunday Night Football. You had your chance here. This was it. Now they have easier games. Sheldon Rankins is back to stop any run game that comes to town. I don't know. I feel like this team is motivated, this team is resilient, and this team is deep.
They're blowing it. The NFC is blowing it. You got to beat these guys while they're
down.
You're
blowing it.
You're blowing it right now.
Oh, wow. So, Kay Adams. Thank you, Kay. From Good Morning Football. Saying you had your chance. Saints.
It's not what I was hearing the day before the game started. What? It was all Cowboys.
Well, again, look, that's the Cowboys drive the needle. A, and then B, it is what it is, you know, with their,
bandwagons.
I wouldn't say bandwagon. They really want them to do well. But look, I want to talk about this when we come back, though. Did that win say something as a statement? And I want to get your opinions on that win. 12-10, it wasn't pretty, but it's a win. And that's all that matters right now, right? Second Drew Brees went down, your mindset and everything has to change. Just get as many wins as possible. Stay in the fight until number 9 comes in. I did not think, though, that week 5 against Tampa Bay, I mean, hey, the numbers they're putting up there. They got a player on defense right now that I'll tell you about top next hour. Sick.
Better start scoring, though.
Sick. Yeah, no, look, Saints are going to have to put up some points. Sports Hangover. Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Tim Rebo, Willie Fritz in hour number 2. Don't go anywhere. ESPN New Orleans.